Talk, Words of Thanksgiving, November 26, 1905. November 26, 1905, Mrs. E. G. White was 78 years of age. A few of her friends and relatives met in honor of the occasion, and after dinner, followed by prayer and a few hymns, Sister White made the following remarks, after expressing pleasure to meet such a gathering of friends. I do not know as I shall be with you till another birthday. I do not cling to life, neither do I dread it. I am willing to take whatever God may see fit to send me. But one thing I do desire is that as long as I have the breath of life, my mental powers may be preserved. I am very thankful that my mind is as clear as it is, and that I can help as I do in the work that is being done. When I consider how weak I was in my younger days, I feel that at my age I have great reason to be thankful to the Lord for His goodness, His mercy, and His love. Since the accident that happened to me when I was 9 years old, I have seldom been perfectly free from all pain. But I do not remember when I have been more free from pain than I am at present. I greatly desire that no contention or unbelief may cause me a single thought of retaliation against those who are opposing my work, for I cannot afford to spoil my peace of mind. I want to know that the Lord stands back of me, and that in Him I have a helper that no human being can exceed. Nothing is so precious to me as to know that Christ is my Savior. I appreciate the truth, every jot of it, just as it has been given to me by the Holy Spirit for the last 50 years. I desire everyone to know that I stand on the same platform of truth that we have maintained for more than half a century. That is the testimony I desire to bear on the day that I am 78 years of age. Last night I slept nearly 8 hours, the best night's rest I have enjoyed for years. My mind is clear and free from confusion. I know where my help is. I do not trust in any human being. I have cast my whole soul upon the Lord. I trust in Jesus Christ as my Redeemer, my Savior, and through Him I shall be an overcomer.